With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Two journalists were part of a complex prisoner exchange between the U.S. and Russia today. The Wall Street Journal's Evan Gerskovich and Radio Liberty's Alsu Kurmasheva were part of a package of Americans, including longtime prisoner Paul Whelan, as part of the exchange. Reporters Without Borders executive director Clayton Wiemers says they're thrilled with the release of Gerskovich and Kurmasheva, but believe there's still more work to be done.
And we're just so happy for both Evan and Alsu that they will be safely home with their families. But we have to remind everyone, they never should have been in this position in the first place. They were hostages of the Russian state who were held because they're journalists and because they could be exchanged later for Russian prisoners held abroad. And we call on the Russian authorities to release all the remaining 40-plus journalists who are still behind bars in Russia.
Republicans continue to hold up Vice President Kamala Harris's border record to the public as she becomes the Democratic nominee for President of the United States. Republican Congressman David Joyce of Ohio says Harris has a terrible record on immigration.
What I've always heard that she was going down there to Central America and working on the root causes of the flow. And there's nothing about the root causes that stopped the flow. The flow kept coming.
Congressman Joyce made his comments on the Salem Radio Network. The stakes grew higher for Venezuela's electoral authority to show proof backing its decision to declare President Nicolas Maduro the winner of the country's presidential election after the United States today recognized opposition candidate Edmundo Gonzalez as the victor, discrediting the official results of the highly anticipated vote. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 494 points, the Nasdaq dropped 45. This is SRN News. Donald Trump is trying to explain a comment he made about Christians and voting.
Trump raised some eyebrows at a recent conservative event when he told Christians that they won't have to vote anymore after he's elected. He went on to say, in 4 years, you don't have to vote again. Interviewed on Fox News this week, Trump claimed that if he's reelected, the country will be fixed after 4 years, and that it would be okay if Christians didn't want to vote anymore because, he said, we will have so much love. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
Open Doors USA says China refuses to treat North Korean refugees under the Human Rights Declaration. Instead, Chinese authorities consider the refugees illegal immigrants who can be repatriated. The ministry says Christians and people who've been in touch with the churches, pastors, or missionaries are among those refugees, and among those who are sent back to North Korea, they face more severe punishment. This is SRN News. The feds figure parents of young children deserve a break when it comes to the cost of air travel.
The Transportation Department is proposing a new rule that would ban airlines from charging parents to sit with their young kids. Domestic and foreign carriers would be required to seat children 13 or younger next to their parent or adult guardian for free. Four airlines, Alaska, American, Frontier, and JetBlue, already seat families together free of charge. It said the proposed rule could save a family of four up to $200 for a round-trip flight. Rich Thomason reporting.
The Air Force says a deadly Osprey aircraft crash last November off Japan was caused by cracks in a metal gear and the pilot's decision to keep flying instead of heeding multiple warnings that he should land. The Air Force released its investigation report Thursday. Eight service members were killed. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.